On behalf of the faculty and staff of Eastern Mennonite University, I welcome all of you to this celebration. To the class of 2010, this is your day. Congratulations for all the hard work you have completed to reach this very significant milestone. On behalf of all of us at EMU, we extend a special welcome to family and friends of this class. We welcome you to join in celebrating the educational achievements of these graduates of EMU. Our graduates know full well that your support has been an integral part of their college success, undergraduate or graduate, culminating in this celebration of their accomplishments. In this commencement exercise, we send you forth as 2010 graduates to new communities and to new opportunities, and we pray that you will continue to experience Christ and to follow His call to witness faithfully, to serve compassionately, and walk boldly in the way of nonviolence and peace. We know well this mission is frequently not popular, that we have not provided you with perfect answers for the journey, but we pray that in our time together we have also learned some things that will make us a better university and you a better follower of the God who created us all and seeks to be in communion with all of God's creation. Just a parenthetical word with respect to potential weather. We anticipate the possibility of a light shower moving through, although we're not obviously sure of that. We do have direct connections to the police department with very good detectors for lightning. If they should happen to detect any lightning in the area, we will vacate this space. Most likely, we will move to the commons, which is to your left, and we will do a little recess and allow people to move. You'll have to be a little patient with us as we set up over there in a temporary kind of way, but we anticipate that that will not be the case. This is a novel idea, I am sure, for the graduates. Follow my lead. We may need to make decisions on a rather short order here, and we'll just trust that we can all do that. And if I head to my car, there's not room for many more of you with me. Susan Godshall of Mount Joy, Pennsylvania, and chair of the EMU Board of Trustees, will lead in our opening prayer of invocation.
Let's join in prayer. Creator God, we pause in the midst of this exhilarating day to honor your holy presence surrounding us here. Your presence shines through all things, through sun and rain, mountains and valleys, all plants, all creatures. Your divine song is sung by sparrows, rippling streams, rushing winds, and human voices. We wonder at all you have created and rejoice to be part of this living world where you draw close to us as the Creator, the Christ, and the Spirit. We enter this commencement celebration today with thankfulness for all that has made life good this past year, for the satisfaction of work well done, for the dear daily love of family and friends, for those who have instructed and nurtured these graduates, and for your grace, which is always sufficient for our need. We give thanks for these graduates and for the gifts, skills, and disciplines that have brought them to this day. Guide them in all knowledge and truth. Make their vision wide and their faith deep. Touch their lives with mystery and hope. Teach them to walk gently in your path of peace. O God, send your Spirit among us all this day, that we may know your love and grow in your grace. Be among us and bless us in this glad hour. Amen.
Our graduates' perspectives today will be given by undergraduate students Amy Histon and Benjamin Schenk. Cheryl Liepart will speak on behalf of the Adult Degree Completion Program, and Scott Becker will speak on behalf of graduate programs.
Good afternoon, faculty, administration, family, and fellow graduates in robes. At least half of a college education, I've discovered, is learning the invaluable skill set of navigating transition. The starting point of our EMU education began not on the first day of classes, but on the day we brought our freshman selves to this campus. We hauled the far too many earthly belongings we had anxiously packed up staircases thick with humidity, and I'm referring to the days before Cedarwood, when that kind of luxury was unimaginable. We finally stood, glistening in sweaty triumph, and admired the achievement of our bunk bed configurations. After that Sunday morning service in Layman, where I'm convinced Campus Ministries deliberately selects hymns to make your mother, and anyone else without a heart of stone, cry, we said goodbye to our parents. I will never forget that quiet moment in my Elmwood dorm room when my parents and I looked at each other and knew it was time for them to depart. And then it came, transition, from the familiar to the unknown, from bedroom to dorm room, from home cooking to the cafeteria. We suspiciously eyed one another at tables in the caf and wondered, after sharing our majors and hometowns, if this person was going to be our friend, or better yet, if he or she was going to make the dream of Mennonite matchmaking come true. The weeks went by, and we grew into our new shoes, we learned the ropes, we became college students. Then we went home on break and realized that the concept of home would never quite be the same. We learned to transition between two or more worlds, to live life in the balance of the different people and values that our respective spheres represented. Every semester of college has brought this to me, this call for handling change. It has meant new classes and schedules, new friendships, changing friendships, notably cross-cultural experience, and perhaps most importantly, the transition from one state of mind to another, the capacity of an idea to open up something for you, something that does not leave your worldview alone. All of this you have learned to negotiate in one way or another, or, I would argue, you wouldn't currently be sitting with a piece of fabric-covered cardboard on your head. Now we are being sent on our journeys, to utilize a Mennonite buzzword. College's old hat, if you'll pardon the awful pun, and we face the ambiguous concept of the real world. Maybe you are more than ready to grab that piece of paper and go, or maybe you feel a sentimentality that makes you want to hold on for a moment longer. Regardless, I think that there is some portion of each of our insides that is shaking like a dehydrated leaf in fall. But remember that August move-in day 4 years ago? Look over at your parents' misty eyes and step into the transition for which you have been impeccably prepared. I'll end with a poem by Ulrich Schaefer, and this is a poem that was given to my 2009 Guatemala Cross Culture Group by Jim and Ann Hirschberger. All growing is changing from one state to another, leaving a world behind, entering the fear of the unaccustomed, of colors that don't blend, of holy words that jar, of fractures that give rise to visions. We have left one realm, but have not arrived at the other. We have given up one safety, but not gained another. Above the gazing crowd, the trapeze artist lets go of his swing, and then, if his timing is right, seizes the other swing, without asking for time to stop for him. That is the flight into growth. That is the changeover in which we experience our nakedness to the point of hurting. But there is not real growth without leaping, without burning bridges, and standing wide-eyed and shivering on a new shore. And yet, without growth, there is nothing.
Good afternoon. I love words, and as an English major at EMU, I quickly discovered that the best place to learn more about words is in the Oxford English Dictionary, the OED. For today, I decided to direct my love of language toward that word near the bottom of your blue programs, commencement. What a great word for a great day. The OED provides two definitions for commencement. One, the great ceremony when degrees are conferred at the end of the academic year, and two, the action or process of beginning. As we end our studies, we begin a new stage in life. We graduate, we commence. The suffix ment is added to this verb to make it a noun. Ment, however, is much more than a suffix. It also sounds like mint, something you may eat after dinner, something to freshen up your mouth. Commencement, then, could mean start fresh. Today is our day to start fresh. Today is also our day to share. The word commencement even hints at this in a way the OED fails to address. If you stress different syllables, you might say common cement. Figuratively speaking, cement is an element that unites a group of people. I think it's safe to say that this ceremony unites us. We will forever have this cement in common. This can be a hopeful thought as we enter the real world. And yes, I have found a way to make the word commencement again prove relevant here. Its first three letters remind us of the internet age in which we live. Technology may play a significant role as we start fresh. The last three letters, however, remind us to value the natural world, to treasure a simpler way of living, something I've learned to do here at EMU. You may recall that an Ent is a talking tree from Lord of the Rings. As we start fresh, may creation have good things to say about how we interact with it. And then those middle letters. Those were tough. I just know I don't want to mince my words up here. I'm trying to be frank about this versatile word. In conclusion, I'm glad I could share my love of language with you and speak at commencement. Baccalaureate would have been a much more difficult word to dissect.
Hello. Hello, students. Hello, parents. Hello, friends and family. I'm up here representing the adult degree completion program, so let me then change glasses so I can see my notes. It is my joy and honor and privilege to be up here as a graduate. This is so exciting. This week, I'm here as a graduate. Next week, I will be in Texas, and it will be my joy and honor and privilege to see my daughter graduate from college. My daughter took the typical route of going to high school and graduating and going right on to college, as many of you did. Some of you might have been on the 5-year plan or a little longer. I'm here to tell you about the 25-year plan and the 35-year plan that some of us were on up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Anybody familiar with Lancaster? We drove all the way down here to be with you. They have adult degree completion programs on a little campus up there in Lancaster. And I am an RN, and I am acquiring my BSN, Bachelor of Science in Nursing. And just a little background, an RN is a registered nurse. There are several ways to become a registered nurse. I graduated over 25 years ago from a hospital-based diploma program. That was a 3-year program. We went year-round. It was tough. In my cohort, that's our group, there were 16 of us by the end, some went to a 2-year associates. When you graduate from those programs, you are eligible to take your nursing boards, and when you pass them, you are a registered nurse. So therefore, 16 of us came together as a group from various backgrounds, various programs, various places of work as an RN, and we came together to complete our degrees. And prior to this, I had been very defensive of my training at the hospital base, but I have to tell you, it has been wonderful to complete my degree and round out my education. It's been fun learning as an adult. So 16 of us, we got very close. And you know the stress scale? that they have, and they rate the different stresses that you go through. I'm just going to tell you some of a few things that we went through together in our year and a half. We had deaths in our families, we had a divorce, and we had someone who had major surgery recently. We also had positive stressors that we supported and rejoiced with each other through. There was a marriage. There were several babies born, and there's one other one who's pregnant. Don't tell her family in Lancaster. I don't know if she's told them yet. Several moved to a new house, and one person in our cohort actually built a house while going to school full-time, and by the way, working full-time. Everybody in my cohort except for myself worked full-time while they were also going to school full-time. I work part-time. So we are very sad to see this end because we really enjoyed learning and we enjoyed each other. And the professors, I just have to say a word about the program up there in Lancaster, so supportive. We didn't have any tests. No tests. It was all papers and group projects and presentations, but no tests. And that was really suited us very nicely. And they gave us any help we could ask for, and we became friends with our professors. And our last class was Biblical Perspectives, and that was wonderful timing to end with that class. And on our last class, several of us shared how we really felt that the Lord had led us particularly to Eastern Mennonite University at this time, and how we had belonged together. And so I would just like to leave you with a few words from Proverbs, and as I read them, I would like you to picture the farmer who is farming and trying to make a straight row, a straight path. My husband recently put in a garden at our house, and he wanted straight rows, okay? So he could either put up a string, or the farmer who is tilling a big field will look toward his goal at the end. So I would implore you to trust in the Lord with all your hearts, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Thank you.
I would like to thank the university guests and the MBA program for the invitation to speak today. I would also like to take this moment to share my appreciation for all the encouragement, support, love and kindness that I received from my wife Jennifer, family, friends, professors, and peers. You are the strength and foundation that makes today possible. Speaking before you today is both an honor and a privilege, and I hope to do so humbly and in good service. This opportunity represents the culmination of my educational journey at EMU and is the keystone of a life experience that I will treasure. The challenges of earning a master's degree are many. Juggling work, personal, and educational commitments required patience, determination, and a very loving wife. Thank you, Jennifer. I remember many late nights spent typing papers, working through spreadsheets, preparing presentations, and reading. Even with the sacrifices and heavy workload, I always reminded myself that earning a master's degree at EMU was a privilege. To be frank, I earned more than a graduate education. The experiences and friendships I made during my pursuit will last a lifetime. I am grateful and proud to have shared the learning experience with many of the MBA graduates seated today. The results of our teamwork go beyond completed projects and good grades. We bonded, became friends, and most importantly, developed a mutual caring for each other's success. I will always have fondness for my teammates and wish them the greatest success in their future endeavors. I also learned that business is more than profit, stock price, and dividend payments. As business leaders, we have a fundamental role in society. As an Eastern Mennonite University MBA graduate, I'm compelled to lead the call for good stewardship. As we were called to business as a profession, it became our choosing to have the privilege and responsibility of managing and leading profitable, successful organizations. This business success comes with great responsibility. As graduates, we are obligated to serve and lead our communities, families, and organizations based on the beliefs and principles bestowed upon us with our EMU education. With this success, we have a God-given responsibility to faithful, purposeful stewardship of our communities, families, and people, which contribute to our good fortune. We have a tremendous opportunity to leave an indelible mark on the companies that we will lead and to become role models for the next generation of business leaders. Through this service and contribution, we can make our communities better places to live and work. We can grow and develop those who we lead, contributing to their self-esteem, beliefs, and values. And our honesty and integrity will keep us true to our values and principles. We must use our values and faith as a moral compass and use this moral compass to provide the direction for our choices and actions. We can avoid the pitfalls of greed and corruption. As EMU MBA graduates, we are the keepers and protectors of these values and beliefs. Once again, I would like to thank all who contributed to my success, my cohort, the university, and I wish you well.
Thanks to each of the four of you for sharing your perspectives. It's my honor to introduce our speaker for today, Dr. Joseph B. Martin. You can read a much more complete introduction of Dr. Martin in the program booklet. And if I were to take time to list all of his many accomplishments, there would be very little time left for him to speak. So I'll let you read that, but let me add a few words. Normally, when we say Drs. Martin, we would be referring to two people in a couple, each with doctor's degrees. In this case, Drs. Martin refers to one person. Dr. Joseph B. Martin has two doctoral degrees. He completed his medical degree at the University of Alberta in 1962. 9 years later, he completed a PhD in anatomy from the University of Rochester. His academic career took him to McGill University in Montreal, to Massachusetts General Hospital, and to the University of California, San Francisco, where he served as dean of the medical school and then chancellor. For the last 10 years of his administrative career, he served as dean of the medical school at Harvard University. In 2003, Dr. Martin dedicated Harvard's medical school's new research building, the largest building ever constructed at Harvard, designed to cultivate scientific collaboration between the basic and clinical sciences. In 1958 and 9, Dr. Martin interrupted his medical training in his native Alberta to study Bible and ethics here at EMU. In addition to whatever he learned in the classroom at EMU during that 1 year, he met Rachel Wenger on this campus. Joe and Rachel are members of the Mennonite Congregation of Boston. They are parents of four children and grandparents to six grandchildren. Last fall, Dr. Martin gave a lecture to science alumni here at Homecoming with a focus on his area of expertise and research interests in neurobiology. And one of the statements he made then was that this coming century will be the century of the synapse, those spaces in our brains responsible for neural communication. We are pleased that Dr. Martin is a member of our Commission for the Sciences, a group of individuals who are helping us to carry the vision for a new science building at EMU. Please join me in welcoming Dr. Martin as he speaks to us on the theme, Keeping Faith Relevant.
President Swartzentruber, members of the faculty, honored graduates, proud parents and friends, good afternoon. Good afternoon. One last chance. Good afternoon. Ah, thank you. And thanks to Amy and Benjamin and Cheryl and Scott for their comments. I always enjoy at commencement the thoughts of our students as much as anything else. Well, thank you for inviting me to speak today. Congratulations to each of you on this memorable occasion. Today, Eastern Mennonite University gives you leave to take on the next phase of your life's work. And I hope that work rewards you for the efforts you have made here to accomplish what we celebrate today. Despite what you may think are the best laid plans for your future, most of it is TBD, to be determined. Remember, TBD. It provides a good excuse when pressed for answers about what you tend to do. First, a couple of confessions. I grew up in a rural community in Alberta, Canada. In 1958, as you've heard, after completion of my first year in medical school, I surprised my dean, my family, and myself. And when I asked permission to leave medical school to attend Eastern Mennonite College, as it was then called, I only attended EMC for 1 year, a year that transformed my life in innumerable ways, spiritually, emotionally, and philosophically. I came with a deep interest in learning more about my church, my faith, and what to do with my life. During the year, I focused entirely on seminary-type courses, Bible studies, ethics. I learned some New Testament Greek, enough to read parts of the Gospel of John. I took Mennonite history, learning for the first time about the origins of Anabaptist belief. I took music classes, choral conducting, and sang in the male touring chorus. All in all, an incredibly fantastic experience, indelibly imprinted in memory. EMC was good to me. They added up my pre-med credits, because I hadn't an undergraduate degree, counted medical school courses, and after 1 year here, I graduated with a Bachelor of Science in Bible. That's actually how my diploma reads. Bachelor of Science in Bible, whatever that means. But as you've heard, most important of all, I met Rachel Ann Winger from Columbiana, Ohio. In June this year, just 6 weeks from now, we will be married. We'll have been married 50 years. Among the things we later discovered was that our ancestors, the Martins and the Wingers, had arrived together in Philadelphia aboard the good ship Molly in September 1727, settling within 25 miles of each other in Lancaster County. So EMC brought two nomads, one from Canada and one from Ohio, back together again. At the end of my year at EMC, I was offered a teaching job in the college to assist with labs and lectures in the field of my major, which was chemistry. I very nearly did so, considering going on to seminary rather than returning to medical school. But my father, who was a very practical man, suggested that I finish medical school first. And so I did. My, how things have changed at Eastern Mennonite College, now Eastern Mennonite University, in the past 50 years. Let me list a few. A college became a university. Undergraduate scholarship expanded and new majors were offered. New graduate school opportunities were created. New recognition came in collegiate sports. How proud we are of the Runnin' Royals. Interestingly, my daughter Melanie and her son Gareth live in Greensboro, North Carolina, where my grandson attends the early college program at Guilford College. You can imagine my amusement when my daughter called the morning after that first game to inform me that some basketball team from Eastern Mennonite University had beaten the Guilford College team. And I could tell you who I was cheering for. And remarkably, Guilford College, as you know, is a Quaker school, and we were, of course, a Mennonite school historically. And so many of us think about the great pacifist bout of the 21st century, Quakers versus Mennonites. And as always happens in pacifism, we won once and they won once. So. And then speak of the women's softball team, which was seeded eighth going into the tournament, and they won. And now they will go on to play in the National Division III tournament for the first time in the school's history. Isn't that wonderful? But back to how things have changed here at EMU. Can you believe that musical instruments are now played in the chapel? Special international recognition has come from programs in peace and justice and in conflict transformation. 29 of you graduating today from 11 different countries are involved in that program. Can you believe that dates off campus are now permitted without chaperones? And of course, many, many new buildings and facilities have come into being through the great generosity of the university's friends and supporters. But fortunately, some things remain the same. We are still here nestled in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley with a majestic view of Masnutten. We have strong administrative leadership, determined to make the future even better than the past. And notably, we still don't sing the national anthem before our sports contests. Bravo! And how the world has changed in 50 years. Slide rules gave way to computers, telephones superseded by email, iPods, iPhones, and now iPads. I had to learn how to text so that I could talk to my grandchildren. They never answer the phone anymore. And I joined Facebook a few months ago, the only way I could keep up with what was going on in my own family. But as my son Neil said when I joined, well, there goes the neighborhood. Instant messaging keeps us distracted much of the day. Try holding a meeting today with everyone's BlackBerry turned on. In lectures I give to students at Harvard Medical School, the students read their emails, surf the web, check out Twitter and Facebook, and then they say they still hear everything I say. Who's kidding who? You Skype with your family and friends back home. General Motors is in intensive care. Chrysler is moribund on teetering life support. But again, in 2010, some things have not changed. It seems we still live in a world torn by war and violence. The U.S. seems ready at an instant to engage the enemy. We are always at the forefront of war, and our defense industry remains the most vigorous enterprise of the country, with constant growth supporting huge amounts of our national economy. Then it was Vietnam, now it's Iraq and Afghanistan. And we still struggle for the meaning of life, to understand it. And science and technology have made religion more vulnerable to misunderstanding and to misperception. Let me comment about that a bit further. How has this come about? As many of you are aware, the human genome, our entire sequence of DNA in our genetic code, has now been revealed. And in fact, more than 20 people have had their entire personal genomes unraveled, and many of them have placed it on the internet so you can look up their genetic traits and some of the defects that have come to them. Techniques will soon be available to do yours or those of your children for less than $10,000. Many predict for $1,000, allowing us to view the weak spots encoded in our DNA, to predict disease, and explain mental and physical handicaps, and quite fearfully, to select for children that we want to be born. Genes are already known that predispose to heart disease, to cancer, to Alzheimer's disease. Medical care is going to be transformed by personalized medicine that will reveal new diseases, sensitivities to drugs, and will change the way we tailor medical care to each of our patients. Brain imaging allows us now to see what part of the brain we use to speak, to see, to hear, to feel, and to remember. I am reminded of Psalms 8. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. So here we are in 2010, where fundamental questions about life and death, about good and evil, about how we relate to our fellow human beings and to this earth we have inherited, remain as important as they ever were. Despite knowledge from brain science, astronomy, and physics, the universe and the world and its order remains a mystery. Each of us has in our creation in the image of God the capacity to learn about the vast resources of knowledge, in order to apply it to our personal philosophy of living and giving. How things will change in your lifetime is TBD. In thinking about that, let me close about the title that I've used for my talk today, Keeping Faith Relevant. In these last few minutes, I would like to reflect on three things that I have found important in sustaining my faith in the midst of unpredictable events and life experiences. as I have gained new knowledge and new appreciation for the complexities of our world, both the one internal to me, my thoughts and feelings, and to the one outside. Each comes with an expectation of gaining meaning through friendship and through our relationships with others. So point number one, I call this, where two or three are gathered together, there am I in their midst. This promise has in life unfolded in my life in several ways. After our wedding 50 years ago, Rachel and I returned to Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, where I completed medical school while serving as assistant pastor and choir director at the Holyrood Mennonite Church. Throughout our years together, Rachel and I have moved 10 times, living in many different cities, including Edmonton, Cleveland, Rochester, New York, Hartford, Connecticut, Montreal, San Francisco, and Boston. In each of those experiences, we benefited from fellowship with others of like mind in the emerging urban Mennonite churches. We came to appreciate in these experiences a continuing focus on justice, peacemaking, and integrity. But most of all was what each community provided, a fellowship where sharing common stories and histories could be used to ponder and to attempt to address the great issues and questions of our time as our evolving experience and knowledge brought them to us. I know that many of you do not come from a traditional Mennonite background, and I am thrilled to see you here today. What I am suggesting is that some of the changes you will experience in your lives will benefit from the community of believers that you choose to be with. These relationships allow for honest questions to be asked, challenges to be made to your own perceptions, and an opportunity always for growth. The second point may surprise you. I know you are aware of the continuing tension between science and religion. Some of you have read Richard Dawkins, The God Delusion. Others of you have struggled with the Darwinian explanation of life, even appreciating that it extends to religion itself. That is, religion is a probable benefit for the tenets of natural selection, for traits that are beneficial to survival of our species. These debates continue as scientists explore the nature of the universe, as possibilities come into view that we never imagined before and that require new reflections. Eastern Mennonite University has a great record of teaching science, whether in pre-medical preparation for medical school or in the education of nurses for their careers. Science and religion can never be integrated into a whole singular frame of understanding. Science deals with testable hypotheses and observational data, presenting it as accurately as possible so that others can test to confirm or dissent from the observation. Religion, on the other hand, speaks to the meaning of life. It is concerned with the great issues of morality and justice and equality that are critical matters for the survival of our species. Our religious nature asks questions that often have no answer, imponderable matters that depend on faith, addressing our curiosity about the reasons for our existence. These are matters that cannot be tested in a test tube, in a laboratory, or in a field trial. They are ideas that benefit from our talking to one another, learning from one another, and studying what others have said. The topic will never cease to be important as long as we have brains to contemplate these grand issues. And fundamentally, I would argue, we should not be threatened by scientific discovery. It will change how you view life. Look how electrical engineering has transformed our communication capacity through cell phones, computers, and the internet. Even with respect to these transformations, science is inscrutable to most of us. I have no idea how 3 billion people, all using invisible energy, radio waves, and magnetic fields that are critical to everything we do, can all be doing it at the same time in that space out there. Tell me how this is possible. Few of us any longer believe that the world is flat or that the sun goes around the earth. Many of us no longer accept that our world came into existence 6,000 years ago in 7 days. Science seeks answers to these issues. We learn from science. We are obligated to and cannot avoid using what comes from these discoveries. But science cannot create or shape our faith. Scientific discoveries will continue to shake our traditional understanding. And let me repeat, we ought not to be threatened. There are questions that we think about that science can never answer, but we can learn from each other, scientists and religious believers together. Now to my third and final point. How are we to live in the midst of this world that is our home and our future? I know no better way than the advice given by the prophet Micah, which I heard about at the baccalaureate service last evening, which I had in my script before I heard that talk. But what does the Lord require of thee but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? The world today cries out for the kind of sense of justice and wisdom that comes from the experiences you've had here at Eastern Mennonite University. How is that being realized today? Well, I give three examples that in my time I have come to both learn more about and to support. First, Mennonite Central Committee works effectively in many countries around the world, responding to the needs of local communities. MCC currently works in 16 African countries alone, including expenditures of over $5 million in the Sudan, a troubled country plagued with starvation and civil war. Second, it occurs through efforts like 10,000 villages, meeting with local artisans to provide them half of the value of their products until it is sold in the stores around the country. It described recently in the New York Times, there are 100 stores scattered throughout the U.S. and Canada which serve as the relief and development arm of the Mennonite Church. And third, there is MEDA, the Mennonite Economic Development Associates, which provides microeconomic support to emerging family enterprises through Latin America, Africa, and Asia. Each of these represent, in my mind, the examples of how we continue to play a role. But beyond these examples, it is everyday Christians serving in their local communities and neighborhoods in the poverty-stricken centers of our cities and around the world. I believe, to you graduates, that the education you have been given here prepares you for this walk, and I wish you every blessing as you proceed from these halls and this campus into the next phase of your life. And remember that you heard it here today. Your future is TBD. So I close with the admonition from Garrison Keillor. Be well, do good work, and from your alumni association, keep in touch. God bless you all, and thank you again for the opportunity to be here.
Thank you, Dr. Martin, for those words of encouragement and admonition for our graduates moving forward from this place. At this time, I'd like to invite the faculty and staff of Eastern Mennonite University to please stand so the graduates and their families can thank you for making EMU this great place that it is. Would the faculty and staff please stand? As the graduate students will soon be recognized and receive their degrees, I'd like to note that Dr. Barry Hart, Academic Director of the Center for Justice and Peace Building, will assist in the hooding of each of these graduate students. That honor is rotated among the graduate programs. Dr. David Glanzer, Graduate Dean and Director of the MA in Counseling Program, will come to recommend the graduates of the graduate programs.
President Schwarzendruber, faculty, Board of Trustee representatives, parents, family, friends, I am honored to present the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and the Master of Business Administration graduating classes of 2010 on this occasion of the 92nd annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We recognize the following persons: those who have completed requirements for the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration degree, May 2010. Those who will complete requirements for the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education and Master of Business Administration degree, summer or December 2010. Please stand for the conferring of degrees. President Schwarzentruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Master of Arts in Counseling, Master of Arts in Education, and Master of Business Administration, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You may move your tassels from right to left. And you may be seated.
I am honored to present the students who have completed the requirements for the Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation and Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings. Will you please stand? There's more.
On behalf of Eastern Mennonite University, I wish to recognize you as presented for the intensive study and achievement in completing the requirements of the course prescribed and therefore award you the Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation and the Graduate Certificate in Peacebuilding and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you, and with this certificate, we further urge you to do justice, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God. You may be seated.
President Schwarzentruber, faculty, Board of Trustee representatives, parents, family, friends, I am honored to present the graduating class of 2010 on this occasion of the 92nd annual commencement of Eastern Mennonite University. We will recognize the following groups: all who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, December 2009. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, December 2009. All who have completed requirements for the Associate of Arts degree, May 2010. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, May 2010. All who have completed requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, May 2010. Those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Arts degree, summer or December 2010. Those who will complete requirements for the Bachelor of Science degree, summer of or December 2010. Those who will complete requirements for the Certificate in Pastoral Ministry, summer 2010. Please stand for the conferring of the degrees. President Schwarzentruber, on behalf of the Eastern Mennonite University faculty, I present these candidates for their respective degrees.
Upon the recommendation of the faculty of Eastern Mennonite University, and upon the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees, the Mennonite Education Agency, and the Commonwealth of Virginia, I confer upon each of you as presented the degrees of Bachelor of Arts, Associate in Arts, Bachelor of Science, and the Certificate in Pastoral Ministry Studies, with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. We commission you to share the living faith to which God has called you. With this degree, we further urge you to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. You may now move your tassels from right to left. And you may be seated. We recognize that many of you as family and friends have come to honor a particular graduate today. And we understand that it may be your desire, you may in fact be very eager to show a little enthusiasm as they receive their diploma. But I'd like to remind us that there are more than 400 graduates to be honored, and we'd like for each of them to receive the recognition that they deserve. And that will be most possible if your enthusiasm for your graduate is moderate enough so that each graduate's name can be heard when announced. And we will move fairly quickly, so there's not a lot of space. So I would suggest if you really want to applaud loudly and long, that you do that later after the service. We also recognize that many of you will want to take photos of your graduate. Please take them quickly and then step back for others to have their place. And finally, we would invite you to hold additional greetings until after the service, when there will be adequate time to meet each other on the lawn following the recessional. Thank you very much for being respectful to each other.
Now, will the graduates prepare to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your name? We will begin with the Master of Arts. Those not able to be here will be recognized in absentia. And please hold your applause until the end. Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, Hamid Arsalan Ibrahimpour. Kara Joy Beckman in absentia. Daniel Nathan Busher. Janine M. Cinco. Jennifer Lynn Dorsch. Adrian Joel Hackney. Richard David Higginson. Janet L. Hines. Manena Iorpu. Krista M. Johnson.
Thank you.
Solomon Talahun Katsela.
Thank you very much.
Michael Ayuan Kwani. Jennifer K. Lynn in absentia. Zachariah Musa Mahulo. Mashuri. Ifantas Mwenga Ndoka. Ayokasuk Catherine Nga. Ramin Nurozi. Dennis Otieno Oricho in absentia. Sang Pan. Sue Prale. Farishta Saki. Dawn Miller Sander. Andreas Darmiga Sihotong in absentia. Mary Elizabeth Spinelli. Nathaniel Benjamin Walker Sr. Kristen E. Wall. Pushpika Wirakun. Bethany Ann Wickman. Graduate Certificate in Conflict Transformation, John Michael Payden Travers. Lisa Ruth Spring in absentia. Master of Arts in Counseling. Anita Kai Ejedi. Tammy Jo Knapp Carr. Gavin Bruce Connor in absentia. Laura Ann Copley. Tim Andrew Davis. Kathy Fuller Geiswhite. Cassandra Lane Klingenberg. Linda K. Lindemood. Joshua Benjamin Redding. Maria E. Riedel. Zachary Ross Taylor. Michelle K. Zook. Master of Arts in Education. Johnny Gibbs Anderson. Jared Joseph Augustine in absentia. Simone Marie Berge. Carrie L. Burkhart in absentia. Patricia Cardina in absentia. Annie Aichen Chow in absentia. David Entricken Connor in absentia. Keith Charles Dieterle in absentia. David M. Donaldson. Kathleen S. Eberle, honorary degree. Accepting the degree today on behalf of her family is her advisor, Pam Root. C. Douglas East in absentia. Brianne Carmel Esbenshade in absentia. Rachel Marie Esch. Vivian Jane Gailbach. Anne Gajewski Berrios in absentia. Melissa Sue Geibnosh. Ariane Gorniak. Pamela S. Goschert in absentia. Daphne Zurcher Hathaway. Victoria L. Henderson in absentia. Carrie Ann Henry in absentia. Daniel Ernst Holler. Marie B. Johnston. Nathan Donald Kilgore in absentia. Eve Nalady Nepp. Catherine Elizabeth M. Krebs. Cheryl L. Lehman in absentia. Jill Nicole Lead in absentia. Mary Louise Lucarino. Martha K. Maddox in absentia. Holly Brooke Marion. Amber Lee Martin in absentia. Judith Matschek in absentia. Sarah Beth McAnulty. Laurie K. McClure. Cynthia Joy Morris. Linda Catherine Mull. Thomas Mboya Ulunga. Janet E. Purcell in absentia. Renee E. Rhodes. Christopher Dwayne Richer in absentia. Emily Christina Sackwald. Teresa Good Shank. Mindy Chandler Shiflett. Stacy Jo Schreffler in absentia. Wendy Beth Schrock in absentia. Raquel R. Wilcox. Melissa M. Zongolowitz. Amy Joy Zwickel. In absentia. Graduate Certificate in Peace Building and Conflict Transformation in Educational Settings, C. Douglas East in absentia, Rachel Marie Esch. Robert C. Fenimore in absentia, Anne Gajewski Berrios in absentia, Ariane Gorniak. Nathan Donald Kilgore in absentia, Emily Christina Sachwald, Brooke A. Walsh in absentia, Melissa M. Zongolowitz. Master of Arts in Business Administration, Rodney Dean Aldifer. Benjamin Samuel Beachy. Scott R. Becker. Habtamu Tadesa Balai, HB. William Henry Grossclose III. Kevin Dale Humphreys. Wesley D. Kite. Lorna Saunders. John Christopher Severs. Alan Lee Shelton. Leah Medjus Sunkoy. Diane G. Weaver.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Please join me in congratulating these recipients of the Master of Arts in Conflict Transformation, the Master of Arts in Counseling, the Master of Arts in Education, the Master of Business Administration, and the graduate certificates.
Some baccalaureate degree students will be graduating with academic honors today. You will find the designation of honors listed in the back of your commencement booklet. I will be reading the honors, academic honors, honors program, and cores of distinction. I will not read the majors, so if you want to follow the majors, please do that in the booklet. Undergraduates, would you please prepare now to come forward to receive your diplomas as I read your names? Rachel Swartley Mast, Jonathan Schumacher Weens. These are December 2009. We are now going to go to Bachelor of Science, December 2009. Anton O. Artemyev in absentia. Janelle Bispo in absentia. Leanne D. Breeden. April Marie Campbell, cum laude. Philip Andrew Kroniger, in absentia. Julie Kaufman, cum laude. And Amanda L. Comfer. Mary Elizabeth Cullors, in absentia. Brandy Nicole Davis, in absentia. Melissa K. Dingus, in absentia. I am on the right page, right? Okay. Jeffrey Scott Ive, in absentia. Yvonne S. Eisenberg, thank you very much. Heidi Findley, cum laude. Tiffany Floyd, summa cum laude. Faye Houston Giles, cum laude. Philip Carlisle Hall. Lamar Harrison. Sherry Ann Harvey, cum laude. Kimberly Marie Hawks. Michael V. Heatwall. Nathaniel Ray Hevener. Janine Marie Knege. Jenny Jo McClancy Knight, Mark Kenneth Lauro, Marvin Lorenzana, Kathy Scott Redmond, cum laude, Justin Samuel Robertson, Sarah Catherine Saunders, cum laude, Leah Diaz Titchener, Fanny F. Utz, in absentia, Juanita Michelle Venable, in absentia, Catherine Ann Wallace, in absentia, Leslie K. Weaver, Rachel Ray Wilkinson, summa cum laude, Veronica Nicole Wright, in absentia, and now we will go to the May 2010 Associates in Arts, Rachel Corrine Hirschberger, Bachelor of Arts, Lida Elena Alba, Robert Ellis Aldifer, Krista Y. Beckler, magna cum laude, Kristen R. Bell, Andrea Lauren Bowman, summa cum laude, Jasmine K. Brubaker, magna cum laude, Laura Lynn Cash, Nicole Marie Chelgren, Lauren Ray Durstein, Nathan Trost Durstein, Nicole L. Dingus, cum laude here for Christopher Paul Esch, summa cum laude, Eugene Tyson Pfeiffer, cum laude, Kelly N. Fry, cum laude, Laura N. Gauchik, summa cum laude, Matthew D. Gillis, Allison Elizabeth Glick, summa cum laude, Honors Program, James Aaron Hall, magna cum laude, Honors Program, Eleanor Irene Hampton, Sarah E. Harder, cum laude, J. Michael Harnish, cum laude, Cords of Distinction, Caleb John Hartman, David Worth Hawkins, Emily J. Hertzler, cum laude, Amy Lynn Histon, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Jennifer K. Hostetler, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Cords of Distinction, Dirk Jeremiah Halsapple, Zachary Martin Hurst, magna cum laude, Corey M. Janoka, Marcia Victoria Kanagi, magna cum laude, Nathan Lamar Halsapple Kaufman, magna cum laude, Elizabeth Dawn Kennel, Rachel L. King, magna cum laude, Honors Program, Joel Mark Landis, cum laude, in absentia, Michelle Dawn Lehman, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Crystal J. Martin, magna cum laude, Henry Benjamin Mast, Andrew S. Mead, magna cum laude, Daniel N. Miller, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Cords of Distinction, Daryl Nussbaum Miller, summa cum laude, Honors Program, Lance Adam Miller, Claudette V. Monroy, Cords of Distinction, Michelle Teresa Moore, summa cum laude, Heidi Angela Muller, cum laude. Catherine Ann Nussbaum, summa cum laude, cords of distinction. Sarah Brandt Roth, magna cum laude, cords of distinction. Carissa Joel Souder, summa cum laude, honors program. Grace Anna Schrockhurst, summa cum laude, honors program. Rhoda E. Shirk, summa cum laude, honors program. Michael Lynn Showalter. Leslie Stewart Singleton. Rebecca L. Snyder, summa cum laude. Jonathan Michael Speicher, cum laude, honors program, cords of distinction. Benjamin Michael Spory. Abigail Rose Spurrier, cum laude. Dustin Drew Steiner, cum laude. Laura Ann Stolzfus, cum laude. Rebecca Larie Rhodes Stutzman, cum laude. Taylor Dean Stutzman, cum laude. Jeffrey Scott Schwarzendruber, magna cum laude. Matthew Charles Thiessen. Louisa Crystal Tyndall, cum laude. Barry L. Weixler Landis, magna cum laude. Bradley Baker Williams. Rebecca Ann Yoder, summa cum laude. Aaron Michael Yutzi. Dylan Benjamin Zer, cum laude, honors program. Keith Brian Zimmerman. Now we'll go to the May Bachelor of Science. Cameron Lee Aguilar, cum laude. Elizabeth Ann Aldous, cum laude. Megan Joy Alger, cum laude. Melinda S. Allman in absentia. Brent Evan Beachy. Let me say it again. Brent Evan Beachy, cum laude. Laura M. Bortner, magna cum laude in absentia. Kelly Elizabeth Brewer, magna cum laude. Bethany Elizabeth Broshinsky, magna cum laude. Bethany Grace Brown, in absentia. Gwendolyn D. Burkholder. Cheryl A. Davis, magna cum laude in absentia. Julie Renee Davis, summa cum laude. Sarah Teresa Demaray, cum laude. Alyssa Danae Durstein, cum laude. Mary Teresa Dunn, summa cum laude. Michael Lee Erb. Stephen James Erickson. Sarah Elizabeth Fields, cum laude. Jason G. Godchill, cum laude. Heidi Ann Hirschberger, cum laude. Danielle Nicole Hess. Ashley Elizabeth Hevener. Leah Marie Hockenborough, in absentia. Judy L. Horst, magna cum laude, in absentia. Mackenzie Bird Jones, in absentia. Stephanie Don Carnegie, cum laude. Joel Aaron Kratzer, summa cum laude. Amy Denise Lehman, summa cum laude. Bertha Macklin. Anastasio Basil Marin, Cords of Distinction. Tamara Don Meyer. Nicholas M. Ngumo, in absentia. Pratkisha Patak, cum laude. Curtis S. Reeser, magna cum laude. Justin C. Reeser. Matthew R. Rupp, cum laude. Rachel M. Rupp. Jody Danielle Schiedel, summa cum laude. August D. Schrock. Heidi Janelle Sensenig, in absentia. Mary E. Shank, magna cum laude. Megan L. Sharps, summa cum laude. Nicole Kathleen Shelton. Amber L. Showalter. Grant Christopher Hewitt Sprunger. Mariah Lynn Steiner, summa cum laude. Catherine Ryan Taylor. Danielle Dare Teigberger. Hannah Gazekin Token, and Bryce Christopher Troyer. Philip Stephen Tyson, cum laude. Christopher Patrick Westman. Heather Renee Wilkins. Carolyn M. Williams, in absentia. Brendan L. Wood, in absentia. Caleb Curtis Wise, cum laude. Michelle Sinclair Yoder. We will now go to the anticipated graduates, summer and fall of 2010. The next set of six people are all in absentia. Alberto Booster Jr., W. Dale Detweiler, Brian N. Fry, Richard T. Kendall, Luke T. Pham, Con Van Tran. Now, the Bachelor of Arts, the previous group was Certificate in Pastoral Ministry Studies. Now, Bachelor of Arts, Ala Salah Ahmed, Jamie Rochelle Albright, in absentia. And Jean-José Bell. Krista D. Burkholder, summa cum laude. Regulo Cardoso Diaz. Alice L. Comtois, in absentia. Michael Wayne Cook. Peter Christian Cook, summa cum laude. Patrick J. Crow. Brian Everett Cunningham. Kaylee Faith Curtis, summa cum laude, in absentia. Ruth Ellen C. Dundrand. Sarah Lynn Durham. Brooke Nicole Fansler. Mark Andrew Fenton, cum laude. Chancellor Alan Fitzgerald. Sarah Catherine Gant. Lindsay June Grosh, cum laude. Christina Renee Harmon, summa cum laude. Grace Olivia Hersick, magna cum laude. Daniel Knight Herring. Sarah Beth Hooley, summa cum laude. Lenny Elondo. Rachel Marie Kaufman, cum laude. Niklet Ili Bagaza Kibibi, Cords of Distinction. Carlin Hans Kreider. Stuart W. Landis. Melissa M. Julianne Lewis. Sylvia Joseph Lorisme. Rachel Deborah Marsh. Aaron M. Martin, cum laude. Daniel Roy Martin. Erica Y. Martin, cum laude. Karina Joy Martin, summa cum laude, honors program. Carrie Ann Martin, cum laude. Isaiah K. Meja. Miriam Ariana Meneses Duran. Melissa Joy Moyer. Angela B. Nash, summa cum laude. William Robert Nash, cum laude. Samantha E. Page. Nicholas R. Potit. Katie Alicia Rodriguez. Benjamin Charles Schenk, summa cum laude, honors program. Sarah Margarita Wanger Schenk, summa cum laude, honors program. Jeremy John Snyder, cum laude. Stephen Mark Stauffer, magna cum laude, honors program. William Roy Stutzman, cum laude. Graham Reeser Taylor. Fetsum Tabebu. Jared M. Troyer. Alexandria Marie Turner. Austin Taylor Twine. Ryan D. Ulrich in absentia. Jeremy Daniel Bonanton, summa cum laude. Angela Don Fossen. Angela Don Von Fossen, sorry. Andrea K. Yoder, cum laude. Maria Joy Yoder. Nicole Elizabeth Yoder. Rachel Ann Yoder. cum laude. Now the Bachelor of Science, Elizabeth Sargent Anderson. Alice Marie Baker. Barbara J. Barb, in absentia. Mariana F. Barton, in absentia. Norma Briggs Bear, in absentia. Susan K. Becker. Carla Dean Breeden, cum laude. Amanda Sue Bressler, in absentia. Doreen D'Agostino Burkhart, in absentia. Valerie Frances Burton. Brittany Lachlan Karakoff. Yun Mi Cho. Barbara Notus Conran, in absentia. Michelle Lynn Davis, summa cum laude. Rose Marie Davis. Melissa DeCenti, summa cum laude, in absentia. Ebony Sierra Dennis. Nicole Diem, in absentia. Kevin P. Doherty, cum laude. Amy Kathleen Ebert. Chante Renee Fisher. Brooks Anthony Floyd, magna cum laude, in absentia. Kara Sutton French, cum laude, in absentia. Michelle Garber, summa cum laude. Lindsay Elizabeth Gardner, in absentia. Elizabeth J. Gervin, summa cum laude. Barbara Graham, cum laude. Monica Ann Heck. Janet S. Hershey, in absentia, summa cum laude. Lisa M. Hilbert. Audra J. Hopkins, in absentia. Julie M. Hawk, in absentia. Lisa P. Jenkins, magna cum laude, in absentia. Amy R. Jones. Martha Kennedy, cum laude. Megan E. Krim. Donnie R. Lamb, Jr., magna cum laude. Stacy Ann Lamb, summa cum laude. Susan K. Lausch, in absentia. Mine T. Lee, in absentia. Beverly A. Leach, in absentia. Cheryl Amy Liepert. Amy Denise Strop Leon. Mandy A. Lomas, in absentia. Jason J. Marner. Tanya Ann McIntyre. Jill Marie McConley, in absentia. Doreen L. Moore, in absentia. Doreen K. Daisy Guillet. Close. All right. Cords of Distinction. Colton McDaniel New. Susan L. Newcomb. Dana R. Nichols, in absentia. Monica L. Knoll, in absentia. Deborah S. Nice. Daniel L. Ort. Donald Joseph Otenio, in absentia cum laude, Monica L. Pangle, Jenna N. Pfeiffer, magna cum laude in absentia, Elizabeth A. Pfeiffer, Lynn N. Reeker, Petra Rivera in absentia, Keith Robertson, June E. Schaefer in absentia, Stacy Seabright in absentia, David Lee Shank, Ashley Nicole Shiflett in absentia, Ashley Marie Simmons in absentia, Jennifer Slaymaker in absentia, Jennifer Lynn Schlusser in absentia, Michelle Lee Small, cum laude in absentia, Angel Tanoka Smith, cum laude, Gregory R. Smith, cum laude, Kyle Evan Smith, Valerie A. Smith in absentia, Jessica D. Smoker, cum laude in absentia, Phyllis Derenkamp Steinman, summa cum laude in absentia, Shireen K. Swan, Kevin P. Schweitzer in absentia, Gretchen Thomas cum laude in absentia, Mark S. Tinsley, Nancy Jane Trump, summa cum laude in absentia, Mary M. Twombly, Kaori Umemoto, Victoria Nicole Wade, Jennifer E. Wanger in absentia, Bertha M. Webb in absentia, Deborah D. Weber, magna cum laude. Misty D. Weekly, Miranda Lane Wolf, Sarah Woodward in absentia, Isaac C. Wise, magna cum laude. And you've got to be Moretta Yoder.
Good afternoon, and congratulations, class of 2010. Commencement is a day of celebration and farewells, but it is not a final goodbye. We continue to think of each one of you as part of our community scattered around the globe. At commencement, we send you with joy to carry what you learned here to new places and people. To mark this sending, graduates, please stand as you are able and receive these words of commissioning. Graduates, today we send you, as God's Spirit calls, to serve and lead wherever your paths may take you in this wide world. Go as one of us, extending the mission of our university into a world crying out for peace and justice. Bear witness to faith, serve with compassion, and walk boldly in the way of love and peace. In our community of learning, you have acquired new knowledge, values, and skills. Use them to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Go, receiving and sharing the good news of love, grace, healing, and hope with all you meet along the way. Our prayers go with you. May God bless each of you with courage, wisdom, and joy for the journey. You may be seated.
Joan Kennerson King, parent of graduating senior Rachel King, and member of the EMU Board of Trustees, will offer the prayer of blessing. Joan will conclude her term on the board in June, when her husband, Dr. Michael King, takes office as Vice President and Seminary Dean. Following the prayer, the faculty and graduates will recess to the lawn above the fountain, and following the recessional, the audience is then dismissed. Joan?
Let's pray together. God, you have been faithful, present, and ever-loving to us. To those undergraduates who came here from across the country 4 years ago, who since have traveled with you to Spain, to Morocco, to South Africa, to India, to China, to Indonesia, around the world. Here and far away, you have been their ever-present guide and strength when they've known it and when they haven't. For those who left behind careers to change careers, or for those who worked full-time, managed families in pursuit of graduate studies, you have been their ever-present guide and strength. For families, for parents who did cry those tears and now cry tears of joy. For brothers and sisters, for spouses who sacrifice to make this day possible. For all of us, you have been ever present. Thank you that we leave here with an abundance of knowledge, of grace, and most of all, of your love. And for these who now have these new skills, as they leave here, may they leave being brave enough to bring peace in a world that prefers violence, to have hearts full to give more than they take, to hold fast to those commitments that have been nurtured here to sustainability as the coast of our country is rocked and ravaged by oil. May that be a reminder to them always that we are your stewards. And as we leave, may the Holy Spirit always be the wind at our back. May the love and resurrection of Jesus be the foundation at our feet. And may your presence, O God, and your hand be our North Star as we seek to be your people, to create this world with you, and to extend your love wherever we are scattered around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.